This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Godwin would be the first, and then I think that they're going to have to get creative. DK Metcalf spoke to Katie Nolan a few months ago, and all we have to do is follow these tiny breadcrumbs. All we have to go on, said he didn't find New England appealing. Devontae Adams, he's an older player. Does he want to go to someplace else? A.J. Brown, he's a player that teams are sniffing around in Philadelphia. Philadelphia has to be reasoned with to explain why that would be a place that should give up on a player once they've just re-signed him to someone. And there would be money to pay and also assets to give up.
Tommy Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Hart, Fitzy, Ted, NHL trade deadline today at 3. They got you covered, as we do here on Jones and Keefe, for another hour or so.
Oh, come on!
Wait a minute!
Ba-boom!
Well, we're less than 2 hours away, so let's get to the latest. At the trade deadline desk right now, it's Billy Lanny. Billy.
All right, Toronto is getting Scott Laughlin, fourth-round pick, sixth-round pick from Philadelphia for Nikita Grebenkin and a first-round pick.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Billy. Yeah?
Want to go to the analyst desk?
Analyst desk with our own Nick LaPan. Nick.
Well, you would think that these trades would mean Marshawn would fetch a lot.
Okay. Good breakdown, Nick. Thank you.
Have you heard of Scott Laughlin?
Yes, I have.
Have you heard of Nikita
Grebenkin? No.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you at the analyst desk, Nick.
50% ain't bad. That's a good trade then.
We'll stick with the NHL trade deadline. Yeah. Our eyes on that. For us, we have another hour to go, then another hour on top of that until the real deadline. Will they trade Marchand? Will they not? Got you covered here on Jones and Keefe like no one else. 617-779-7937. Notice, Curran didn't. He's not moving off the A.J. Brown stuff. I thought after Tuesday, maybe he'd move off it a little bit.
Yeah.
And he still puts in the caveat, I don't know why Philly would do it, but he's not moving off the A.J. Brown stuff as of yesterday.
All right.
Now, here's how it went for A.J. Brown on Twitter yesterday. I guess he deleted all of this.
Oh, boy.
I'm reading from our guy, Savage Sports. He screen grabbed it, because of course he did.
No doubt.
A.J. Brown, yesterday afternoon, tweeted out, "Eagles community is so messy, bro." Then he had a follow-up where he said, "It's like high school all over again."
Oh, boy.
Crying, laughing emoji.
He gone!
"This isn't even my fight to fight. Y'all speculate instead of taking what the person said, then go on your pages and create articles."
Pages?
"Until the..." Well, look, this is what he said.
No,
"Until the national media catches it, you'll always be blaming the media, and it's really you all," meaning Eagles fans.
So, is this because of us?
I don't think so. I mean, I have no idea what it's about, but he's...
Might not be because of us.
It's A.J. Brown, pardon the pun, chirping Eagles fans.
Yeah.
And...
Wait, why is he chirping Eagles fans? The Eagles fans were all saying, "Keep this guy, don't get rid of him."
I don't know. I'm not pretending to know what's going on, but Curran's not backing
down. Something's up.
And when we even talked to Elliot Shore Parks, he's like,
yeah.
We're like, okay, well, he's like, well, the Eagles wouldn't do it. And I'm like, well, what if it was the fourth pick for A.J. Brown? He's like, well, they'd have to talk about it.
Wow.
And oh, by the way, winning the Super Bowl makes it more likely they'd trade him than not. I'm like, well, so do you think he's getting traded or not? And now A.J. Brown's...
I'm a firm no, but here are all the reasons why it could happen.
Now A.J. Brown's clapping back at the fans.
Hmm.
So all I would say is that I wouldn't wager on A.J. Brown getting traded, A, and B, getting traded to the Patriots, but I don't know. That doesn't seem like it's a done deal.
It's not nothing.
There you go. Terps got it up on Twitch if you're watching.
As soon as you start tweeting like that, now he's not gone to the point where he's removed all of the images of him wearing Eagles gear because it looks like his Twitter avatar is that post Super Bowl.
Oh, good point.
That's something that a lot of athletes like to do. It's like, oh my God, there's a picture of me wearing the uniform. That's gone. I'll scrub that like it's an ex-girlfriend. You're like, all right, you're still on the team. They're paying him millions of dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what he's getting all hot and bothered about. Eagles fans. Want him. No, they just won the Super Bowl. What do you got?
Hang on.
Anything on A.J. Brown?
Well, no, now I'm worried that our guy got... Oh, boy. Hang on.
What happened?
Now I'm worried that the reason they got deleted is... Who is
someone got
somebody?
Got?
Somebody get got? Because now I'm look at the Twitter handle there, Keith.
A.J. Brown.
It says A.J. Brown, but it also says... I'm like, he's 1K always open? That doesn't sound like
1K.
An A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that is him, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't follow him. Is that what he is?
I don't follow him
either.
No,
he's young AB1.
Are we getting caught? No, he's not.
Is
young
he not?
AB1.
Oh, yeah,
he's got 145 followers.
All right, what is he? What is he?
1K always open has 262,000. So I do imagine that
that's
is
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown.
He's 1K always open.
I don't know. Did he block me? Where the hell is it?
I can't find it. I'm searching and I can't find it either. What the hell? Okay, so never mind. Savage didn't get got. I just got got. God.
Here he is.
There you
it's
go.
Followed by Adam Schefter. So.
There it is. Good.
I found him.
That's really AJ Brown. Good. We're back on track.
Did he delete those tweets?
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is the one, right? It's got a picture of him after the Super Bowl.
That's what I was trying to check. I was trying to check the avatar, and I'm like, I can't find that.
262,000 followers. That's more likely him than not. All right. All right.
So no one got got?
I don't think anybody got got.
Jones got almost got.
I got myself.
Oh, Jones.
As always, Keith, it was an inside job.
It's dangerous there.
I got myself there. Yeah, so anyway, stand by that. He deleted all his tweets. Curran still thinks the door is open.
Yeah.
He's clapping at Eagles fans. And Elliot Shore Parks is like, yeah, they listen on the fourth pick. And oh, by the way, it's more likely he get dealt after they won the Super Bowl. So I think A.J. Brown is still available. Doesn't mean he moves, but I think he's still available. On top of that, we have Mike Giardi earlier today. And we touched on this earlier in the show. Let's circle back. New number one wide receiver for the Patriots is how I would read this. Since, who knows, DK Metcalf might not be likely. They're not going to give up the asking price and give him a $30 million a year contract. T. Higgins, because Trey Hendrickson has requested a trade, more likely to stay in Cincinnati. Maybe that dream is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Giardi, per league sources, Chris Godwin will be incredibly sought after, assuming he gets to free agency. So already there's two scary things for the Patriots. One, he needs to get to free agency.
And then everybody else is going to be bidding
Two,
on him.
Everybody wants him. So, like, that doesn't sound like the kind of guy the Patriots are going to get, but whatever. Patriots are expected to be the driver there, says Giardi.
Okay.
It's going to cost more money than you would have thought. Think in excess of $25 million per. Is that more or less than you would have thought, Keith?
That's actually not that much compared. I mean, there's like 11 guys making that much money in the league.
And he says, despite the season-ending injury, that's what he would fetch on the open market. Sounds like they have a new number one target. Is this interest kings, or is this something we should believe?
Well, right now, I don't think we can take it for anything more than interest kings. Last year, they just re-signed their own guys in Antonio Gibson and Austin Hooper. So they had money last year, too, so it wasn't an issue about money last year. They missed out over the last 2 years on DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley when it came to receivers, and Hopkins didn't even make that much money. Ridley made decent money, for sure. But no, they're going to have to go pretty aggressively to get someone like Godwin. We talk about all these receivers that are going to be available. And, you know, Christian Kirk, before he became available, got traded. So you're trying to see what the market's going to be. Devontae Adams, Chris Godwin. If T. Higgins isn't available, then, I don't know, those two guys are probably going to get a ton of money. Godwin's younger than Adams, so he'll probably get more years. So... are they willing to be over-the-top aggressive? Are they willing to, where you look at it and say, man, is he really, let's say he becomes the fifth highest paid receiver. It's the way free agency works where it doesn't mean he's the fifth best receiver. It just means he became available at this time. And in order to get him, you're going to have to outbid other teams.
So, look, I think when it comes to Godwin, and I would say the same thing about Ronnie Stanley, I said this earlier. If they get to market, if the Ravens don't keep Stanley before legal tampering on Monday, same with Godwin and the Bucks. there's no excuse not to get those guys. Like, none. You're going to hear about finance and all these things, and some groundwork has already been laid. You know, Curran said it's football Siberia here, and players don't want to play here. And it was Mark Daniels who reported they were shocked last year that nobody wanted to sign here. There's no excuse. So it's always going to go back to the crafts, always. Oh, Godwin might go for more than you thought, huh? Well, that's free. Welcome to free agency. You guys have been running a football team for 30 years. I thought you would know that. Welcome to free agency, okay? And I would say the same thing about Stanley. You have a need at wide receiver. You have a need at left tackle. Those are the best two on the market. So it's always going to go back to ownership and whether or not they'll spend, and that's who I'll ultimately blame. But what would disappoint me as it relates to Mike Vrabel, we keep hearing over and over, it's Vrabel's show, right? Vrabel's running the show.
Yeah.
It ain't Wolf. It ain't Cowden. It's not Stretch. It's Vrabel. So, okay, if the lack of spending still happens with Vrabel here, then Vrabel has no pull, no influence, no yank when it comes to influencing ownership. And that would be, A, disappointing, and B, scary. If he can't influence ownership whatsoever to extend on players like this when they have all the money in the world to spend at massive positions of need.
Yeah, no, it's going to be tough because right now you and I both don't even think Vrabel hired his own offensive coordinator.
Nope.
So I am of the sense that big decisions, it'll be Vrabel over Wolf. But we got to wait and see. Like, it'll all be about the results. Like, if they go through and swing and miss on a bunch of guys, then how can you feel all that confident about it? He's going to have to also be the one to maybe convince Robert Kraft that they have to spend money. That's the biggest obstacle in all this. You know, Kraft put the blame on Belichick. Like, oh, remember that line? Belichick, he's like, I even said maybe we should spend more money, but Bill didn't want to.
And Bill, like, didn't want to do it.
What?
Yeah, that's it.
So, okay, so for 20 years, you put it on Bill. But then the first year without Bill, you didn't do it. So now if it's 2 years minus Bill and you still don't do it, then at that point, I don't even know how much you can blame Vrabel or Wolf. Right? Won't everybody then just point all the way upstairs? If they finish second or third, quote unquote, for all these top free agents, and we find out after the fact that, oh no, they actually had a really good offer. Just nobody wants to come here. Like, you might miss out on a couple of guys if there's like a tiebreaker and they say, I'd rather go win. Okay. You're not the best destination in the world. But you can't then tell us you had the highest offer on all these
guys. You can't lose out on
nobody shows up.
Right.
There's
exactly.
No way.
Exactly. So I don't think they have any excuse not to land Stanley specifically, and to a lesser degree, Godwin.
Yep.
You have a franchise quarterback. You got to protect him. Stanley's on the market. Godwin, I would get there's at least other receivers. I wouldn't agree with it necessarily if you guys really like him, and reportedly they do. The Herald said it last week. Uh-huh. He was on their short list of targets.
Right.
And Giardi's saying it today. So they really like him. I wouldn't have him at the top of my list, but they really like him. There are no other tackles outside of Ronnie Stanley. He's it. You know, I'm not going down to the Cam Robinsons and Dan Moores of the world. Players like that. That's a big drop. There are other number one type of receivers you could get. But I would go back to, again, there's no excuse not to get Ronnie Stanley if he gets to market. Oh, he wants to go to the Chiefs and win? Make him an offer he can't refuse. You have that kind of money. So get that done. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, I mentioned briefly the T. Higgins dream might officially be dead.
Yeah, I'm starting to come on your side of the street on this. I was always of the sense that he would definitely be on a different team, whether it was the Patriots or somebody else, he'd be somewhere else. But now I'm starting to think maybe he stays.
So I still am not sold he's getting a long-term deal, but I think he's playing next year in Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson is allowed to seek a trade now. Going price might be like a second, third-round pick, something like that.
It's an odd move by them. Just quick aside, like, Cincinnati's defense was the reason they missed the playoffs. They had one good defensive player. It was Trey Hendrickson, and they're like, you can trade. You can get traded.
He was runner-up for defensive player of the year, right?
Yeah, like, and there was these advanced stats about, like, pass rush rates and all this stuff, and it's, like, through the roof. Like, he was so good at it, and it was like he was a one-man defensive team, and they're like, yeah, we'll get rid of you.
So you said before, you wouldn't have to trade number four for Hendrickson. You'd trade the fourth pick for Myles Garrett, who, by the way, said he's ready to hold out in Cleveland if they don't trade him.
Yeah, yeah.
Micah Parsons sounds like with all the money Dallas is moving around, they might be working on an extension for him. You'd trade the fourth pick for those guys. Would you rather trade a second rounder for Hendrickson or the fourth overall pick for Myles Garrett?
Oh, Hendrickson's pretty damn good. I just wanted to preface that first by saying number four for Garrett. I think Garrett's like a wrecker. And Hendrickson's good. Don't get me wrong. But I think for the next three years, Garrett could be one of the two, three best defensive players in the entire league.
And this is Hendrickson's second time hitting the market, right? You pointed this out earlier. He was the same free agent class as Judon.
Yeah, I believe his first year in
so he's not young,
Cincinnati,
would be my point. You know?
No.
And Garrett's younger. Garrett's better. He would cost you more.
Yeah.
But I would also rather trade the fourth pick for Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons if he shakes free in Dallas than a second rounder for Hendrickson.
Yeah, 2021. So it's funny. His first 4 years he was in New Orleans and he never made a Pro Bowl. Talking about Trey Hendrickson. And then the last 4 years he's been in Cincinnati where he was a Pro Bowler every year. The last 2 years he had 17 and a half sacks each. That guy's a killer.
I mean, it's pretty good.
He is
on like 30. A terrible defense.
Did that lead the league last year?
Yes.
I think he took the lead in the last week of the season.
He did. He led the league last year. Yeah. All right. And they're like, yeah, you're
good. I guess it's no.
Garrett had 14.
I was just saying, as far as I thought through the Hendrickson trade request, I hadn't spent as much time thinking about the Patriots trading for him as I had about just T. Higgins not being available anymore and moving on to different targets at wide receiver.
Do you know who was fourth in the league in sacks last year? Former Patriot.
Former Patriot?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah. Kyle Van Noy was fourth.
I would have taken so many guesses to get there. He was fourth in the NFL.
12 and a half sacks.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
Okay.
How about that?
So, look, I told you this yesterday in the 60-second plans that are up at Jones and Keefe, among other things. I don't think D-line is their biggest need. So, like, I'm not saying they couldn't use an edge rusher like Myles Garrett or Trey Hendrickson, but that is not as high on my personal
list. But
there's
that story, too, that came out that Devon Godchow can look for a trade. Like, are they getting rid of him?
Well, probably.
Yeah.
You see his tweet earlier today.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Was he promoting a new episode of Chow Talk?
Devon Godchow.
Friend of the show.
Let me just make sure I'm not getting God again.
You might be Godchild.
But yeah, Godchild had like some thinking man emoji that he put out.
What does that mean?
It was a winking emoji. It was an emoji that he put out.
We are in emoji season.
All the beat writers were like, what the heck is this?
We need to get an emoji expert on the show that we just go to.
It was
Nick, could that
one,
be you?
Two, it was five.
I know the crying laughing emoji in the eyes.
It was five winking emojis.
Ah.
Wink, wink.
Wink.
Wink, wink, wink.
What does that mean?
I don't know. About to get dealt? About to be on the move?
Could be.
I got you guys. I'm on the way out. I don't know.
Okay.
But so even still, like I don't think D-line is their biggest need. If you're telling me they're trading Barmore, and Curran's hinted at that as well, then okay, then you really have some needs. I'm not saying don't sign guys there, but I would prioritize other areas. That said,
send me naked pictures of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's what the eyeballs mean.
That is. There you go.
Yep.
That said, if Garrett's available, I would be interested just because he's that much better of a player.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. Steve is in Providence. Hello, Steve.
There's a truck, huh?
Huh?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Steve.
Hey. All right. So I've been thinking, you know, quite honestly, the more Jonathan Kraft has been getting, you know, more involved the past 4 or 5 years, the crappier the team has been. You know, he sticks his nose into everything and treats the business, you know, like he's selling widgets or something, you know, importing from China. You know, as far as the numbers and the facilities and all the things like that, great. You know, stick to that.
Yeah,
but
Steve,
who run.
Fine. I don't disagree that Jonathan, since he's been more involved, and I think he's been involved for a while.
I do think there's also one major reason why they're not as good.
Yeah, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would tend to go that way, too.
I'm not saying don't criticize him and question him. Go ahead. Feel free. But that's sort of the breaking point.
I just don't like letting Robert off the hook either.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, oh, it's all Jonathan's fault. Okay, that kind of lets Robert off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know what Robert's ever done outside of bringing Bill, which he gets credit for.
Yeah.
And then Bill falling ass backwards into Brady and then just reaping the championships.
That helped, yeah.
And I don't just criticize the Patriots. I've said the same exact thing about the Hunt family and the Chiefs. Like, what exactly have they ever done?
They got Mahomes.
They just drafted Mahomes, and they have one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and they win a bunch because of it. That's all. That doesn't make you a great owner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Dimitri in Boston. Hello, Dimitri.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, pretty simple. Trade down to the eighth, get another first round, ship that for Garrett, trade the third for Hendricks, and then just draft O-line.
Okay, let me try to see if I've understood.
I kind of love that.
4 to 8.
4 to 8.
You get an extra third. Now you have 3/3, I think is what he was saying.
Or an extra first, he said.
Extra first, I'm sorry, scratch that. 4 to 8, extra assets.
Get Myles Garrett and Trey Hendrickson.
Trade 8 for Garrett. You already have an extra third. I see what he's
saying.
And
then best
from
possible
the trade,
rush
trade that, O-line all the way.
Sold. He didn't even need 30 seconds. He didn't even need for his plan.
Put that guy on the clock, 5 seconds.
Patriots free agency in 5 seconds. Myles Garrett and Trey Hendrickson. Top two leaders in sacks. You want more pass rush? Get those two guys.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then Will Campbell can't block anybody at tackle on the other side.
Get
but whatever, you'll cross that bridge.
Get another Haas. Okay. Plenty of Haases out there this draft, I think.
617-779-7937. You can jump in line on NHL trade deadline. Anything else cooking? Anything I missed? Anything? Nothing yet. Trade deadline is at 3 p.m. You'll hear it here on WEEI Afternoons. You can stay tuned for those guys. They come your way at 2 o'clock. They'll cover you for a full hour leading up to the trade deadline. We have our clip du jour coming up.
It's time for Grab Bag.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. First things first, it is NHL trade deadline day. 3 o'clock here in the East. So the first hour of WEEI afternoons, there's still time for trades to happen. And oh my!
Wait a minute!
Was coming. I honestly didn't know that was coming, but thankfully, we have the trade deadline desk manned all day by Billy Lanny. Billy, what do you have?
All right, the Dallas Stars are getting Mikko Rantanen. Carolina Hurricanes are getting Logan Stankoven and 2 first-round picks.
Wow. Stankoven and 2 first-round picks.
Okay.
For Mikko Rantanen, I had seen on Twitter, I didn't realize this trade had been finalized either, but I had seen that Rantanen had come to an agreement.
So you're getting $12 million?
On a contract. Yeah. Big number.
Well, every team told me it wasn't worth $14 million, so.
He's like, all right, I'll take 12.
All right, back to the you just heard from the analyst desk there.
Wow.
You've heard of Mikko Rantanen, and even I've heard of him.
Yes.
Nick?
Well, yeah, this is like the second time he's been traded.
Just checking.
This is the second time he's been traded
just
this
checking.
Season.
You're the analyst desk, we're asking you.
Great breakdown,
Logan Stankoven?
Huh? This is a good trade for both sides. It is.
Both teams are winners.
It's a win for both teams.
Thank you, Nick.
Like, the Hurricanes weren't going to re-sign.
You're doing too much, Nick.
All right. What do you want from
me? A win for both sides? No,
Keith, what would you like from me?
It was you already had a great breakdown. Win for both sides.
It's a good trade.
Good trade.
Nice. Okay.
Grade the teams. A plus?
I'm a little annoyed the Bruins haven't traded Marjan.
Bruins traded Trent Frederick earlier in the week, and they traded Brazo last night.
The big Brazil. He's out.
They still have Carlo. They still have Coyle. They still have Zaka. They still have Brad Marchand.
All right.
But there's 90 minutes left.
Okay. Let's start with this. Do they do anything between now and the trade deadline?
Pull my finger. No.
I got to be honest. I felt
you didn't know what that was.
I felt like I couldn't. I honestly felt like I couldn't not pull the finger. I didn't know where that was going to go, but I honestly felt like I couldn't not pull it.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, not happening.
You're not doing anything. Forget Martian.
No. Nope.
That answers my.
Do you think they'd make another move?
Yeah,
they get 90 minutes to do it. They're running out of time.
I think they make a move.
Running
but
out of runway.
I'm sketched out that it's Martian.
I won't ask you to pull my finger again. Browns owner Jimmy Haslam declined a meeting with Myles Garrett.
Oh, boy.
Myles Garrett wanted to meet with the owner, and the owner's like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. Out of here.
All set. You can't do that.
I hadn't seen that. I'd seen the reporting that Garrett's ready to hold out and miss games effectively.
Yeah.
But Haslam won't even meet with him. That's a nice.
Won't even meet with the guy.
For as bad as the Patriots are as a franchise, and right now they feel they're very poorly owned.
They are lower on the list. Yeah.
Remember, the people that Kraft was getting compared to in the NFLPA survey is the stupid Bengals, who are now trading away Trey Hendrickson, even when Burrow's like, keep all our guys. Right. And this guy, Jimmy Haslam. These are names that like kept popping up next to Robert Kraft. Won't even meet with our best player. Wouldn't even dream of
it. That's not great. Nope. I don't think that's great business, but.
I'm a genie in a
bottle,
baby, come on and let me out.
Huge game tomorrow night, Celtics-Lakers.
Oh, big one.
Huge game. Tomorrow night, 8:30, C's versus the team that ESPN thinks saved the NBA season.
According to Charles Barkley, you're actually not allowed to talk about this matchup. No. He thinks it's stupid and you're an idiot to even talk about the Celtics and the Lakers.
No, that's not what he said.
That's dumb.
He just said all people are talking about is the Lakers on ESPN.
No, he said talk about the Thunder and the Cavs. It's dumb to talk about the Lakers.
I like you're talking an idiot about the Cavs.
You're an idiot for talking about the Lakers.
Spider Mitchell having a good year? Yeah, we got two massive beefs all of a sudden just yesterday in the NBA world. And we talked about this, but it was Charles Barkley versus Kendrick Perkins, who essentially challenged him to a fight.
Oh, yeah,
which I guess we're still doing now.
He did.
So Perk Barkley, maybe like a rough and rowdy or something.
Be nice.
Like take John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr.'s spot.
Replace them.
And then Stephen A. Smith v. LeBron James. You can imagine whose side I'm on in that one.
LeBron James.
That's right. No, not his. Not his. Somebody else's. But yeah, but that's what we're dealing with.
Okay.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag's rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag's on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. All right, it's the final weekend of the college basketball regular season, Jones. Rick Pitino's sixth-ranked St. John's Red Storm taking on number 20 Marquette tomorrow at high noon. So if you're looking to dive into some college hoops, you also get game of the weekend, number 1 Auburn versus number 7 Alabama in the basketball Iron Bowl. Getting those two teams, two
Where
of the
is
best
that?
Teams.
That's at Auburn, right?
Auburn, yeah.
They already played at Alabama earlier this
year. That's a 2:30 game on ESPN.
Then you must get Duke. Well, this is like rivalry
Duke
weekend.
Carolina,
right? I mean, not that Carolina's good this year, but you're going to get Duke and Carolina. You'll get games like that.
It is in Carolina, and there have been years where one team's really good and one team's not very good, but at home, the not very good team does knock them off.
Right.
We've seen that happen.
So you start to get to college basketball really starts to get to March Madness, I'd say, next week with, like, the conference tournaments. You're getting the smaller conference tournaments right now, but you get the end of the big conference regular seasons, conference tournaments next week. And then the bracket gets revealed a week from Sunday on Selection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Jones and Keefe bracket is in full swing. Reminder.
Yes, it is.
At Jones and Keefe, we have 4-8-9 matchups today. We had 4-1 versus 16 matchups yesterday. All the one seeds advanced. The Nuggets barely.
Wow.
So continue to vote at Jones and Keefe. The full bracket also available there as well.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag, grab, grab, grab bag. Grab, 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 grab bag, 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 bag.
Commanders have released two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. Been with the team for 8 seasons. So they couldn't find a trade partner. Evidently, they were shopping Jonathan Allen. Nothing was cooking there, so they cut him.
So,
think about him.
I would imagine something similar is going to happen with Cooper Kupp today. Our videos yesterday, Keefe, our free agency plans, we're getting a lot of flack for saying sign Cooper Kupp when he's still a member of the Rams. I assume he's going to get released as well, although I thought Christian Kirk was going to get released. He wound up getting traded. Debo, same thing. Jonathan Allen, I wasn't sure how many games he had played recently. He only played 8 games a year ago. But prior to that, 16, 16, 17, 16, 15, 16, going all the way back to his rookie year when he played 5. I mean, that if you want to beef up the D-line, and now that he's released and it's just money and there's no trade compensation, that might be a guy worth chasing if you're the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. This guy can go pound sand, go back to the
grab bag
where no one knew where he was before, and report on nothing because that's what he's going to be doing after this.
Well, I got news for you. I'm reporting on the Red Sox right now.
Oh.
Some of the talk out of spring training. Willie Abreu might not be ready for the start of the season. Bradford was telling us that yesterday. But some more signs are saying Willie Abreu.
Been sick and like lost a bunch of weight, he said?
Yeah. So that could pave the way for a Roman Anthony on the team to start the year.
Nice.
So I guess I'll take that. The other thing is Rafael Devers, who was it this week was supposed to make his debut, still hasn't played in the game.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Tuesday or Wednesday of this week,
They're now targeting Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
I
wouldn't hold your breath.
Can I just give you advice, Red Sox?
Please.
Look, you don't need to listen to me, although I told you all offseason to sign Bregman.
That's true.
So you don't need to listen to me.
You did do that.
If you're going to say he's going to play a day next week, don't give me an or. Don't give me Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, if you're going to have a day, just pick a day.
Or don't.
Yeah, right. Or don't.
You know what? Honestly, just don't.
But, like, saying it's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday makes me think it's going to be like Friday, if at all.
Maybe.
It's like, don't even do
that. Ever. Yeah.
Why even do that?
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
So bad news in the world of college women's gymnastics.
Oh, no.
Livy Dunn. Fractured patella. She's going to miss senior night for LSU.
I was bracing for worse news. I didn't know where you were going with that.
What are you talking about?
She's not going to be out there on senior night.
No.
Think she's faking it to go watch Paul Skeens?
Maybe. As far as power couples are concerned.
Up there.
Got to be way up there.
Yeah, did they make your top 10 power couples list? No, because they're both athletes.
Both athletes, although I did screw that up once. I put Nomar and Mia Hamm on that
Whatever.
List. I know, I screwed up the
Look,
list.
These things aren't perfect.
You know what? Maybe next Valentine's Day we do athlete-athlete relationships. Right?
Yeah, now we're cooking.
Nice.
Real nice.
Nice.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
How about this? Former Patriots guard Shaq Mason released by the Houston Texans. Any interest in a reunion with one Shaq Mason?
I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
But it's the same idea as like making a trade for Jacoby Myers, which Kern brought up earlier in the week on this show.
Could have brought back Tooney, Mason, Myers.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like they're being very creative, which is my fear with, I know Vrabel wasn't coaching all these guys, but not being creative and bringing back Vrabel. And my fear with not being creative and bringing back Josh McDaniels. Now that lack of creativity trickles down to the players you're interested in. They called on Tooney and cheaped out. They might trade for Myers. They're interested in Shaq Mason. So, like, I never really thought he was that great to begin with. I never really got all
How
the
dare you.
I never really got all the fuss about Shaq Mason. I think he was fine.
Yeah.
But is he still playing at a high level? If you're telling me that he is, then sure. I'd rather sign guys they haven't had ties to in the past. That just feels, again, very boring and almost like they have no ideas. That's what that feels
like. One of the best things about Shaq Mason, we talked to him. He was a Patriots Monday guest, I think, years ago.
This is where that how dare you came from? I was wondering what that was.
Wait, what?
You're defending,
oh, no, I like
you're
it.
Defending your guy. Yeah,
yeah, no, but I'm not saying they need to bring him back. Yeah. But do you know his full name is Shaquille Olajuwon Mason? And I remember asking him about it. He's like, yeah, my mom was a huge NBA fan. Like, my mom was a huge.
No!
Yeah, seriously. What a center matchup. That was, what, the 90. five NBA finals.
Yeah.
Olajuwon versus Shaq. She's like, you know what? I can't pick between these names. Shaquille Olajuwon Mason.
If I was going to name Lucas after two centers from my childhood, he would have been named Dikembe Arvidas.
That's good.
It's a good one, right?
Dikembe Arvidas Jones.
Dikembe Arvidas Jones. We call him D.A.
Dodge.
D.A. Jones.
Call him Dodge. Oh, D.A. Jones.
D.A.'s already taken.
D.A. Jones. Yeah, that's true. That's He's out.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Not to interject, but I'll say we don't give Lanny enough credit. The Lanny ones really rock.
The Lanny ones are great.
The Lanny grab bag, they rock is what they do.
They rock. Yeah. That's what I was saying. If we did grab bags.
Lanny region.
Lanny region, Fitzy region.
Forrest Gump region.
Forrest Gump, and then just like all other listeners' submissions. Yeah. Top NBA performer from last night. I hate to do it, but I'll start with LeBron James. 31 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, and an overtime win over New York. And he got into a beef with Stephen A. Smith.
Pretty good night.
All in one night.
It's a busy night.
Pascal Siakam from Indiana had 35 points, 9 boards. Steph Curry, 40 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and a bunch of just like deep threes.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson, 39 points, 10 assists. And Kobe White in a Bulls win over the Magic at 44 points and 5 rebounds.
I can't imagine Kobe White is going to be an option ever again. So let's go with Kobe White.
Okay, 44 congratulations.
Points, 7 threes, yeah. NBA player of the night.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Why did Andy Hart bring a giant coffee cake? You see that? It's very distracting to me right now.
He wanted to see how long it would take you to realize. How long it would take you to take it.
Do you think I'm going to steal it? Am I going to steal it?
No, he asked. He came in here and asked Billy if we wanted.
Did
he?
Oh, I will have some of that. Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, he knows you'll just help yourself.
I will. Yeah. Is his name on it? Is anybody's name
but
on
he
it?
He didn't know it would distract you if he put it in the window.
Okay. He like a little face and he put the thing in the window. I could see it. It looks delicious.
Did he put it there purposely so I can't see it? Because that's expert placement. Because I have to lean.
There's a delicious looking coffee cake. Talking about. Oh, I will house that coffee cake.
Yeah, we know.
Could you finish it before the end of the show? If we brought that into you right now, how much of it?
It's not a saltine.
Yeah, you can all of it. I could eat all of it.
You get real sick, get a sugar high, throw up, pass out, wake up. What happened?
It's like, oh, you just ate a coffee cake in record time. All right, let's get to the random baseball player of the day.
Michael ate an entire family-sized chicken pot pie.
Fingers crossed on if this is the first time we've had this guy. Played the hot corner.
Forgot what we were doing. Yeah, the hot corner.
He played the hot corner. Uh-huh. Also played second base. Potentially Alex Bregman? No. And he played the outfield as well.
Oh, boy.
A little bit of a jack of all trades. Played for three teams in his major league career. He also four times, I don't want to sell him short, was a top 24 finisher in the MVP.
Nice.
Four times.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
I played for the Angels, Mariners, and Dodgers.
Angels, Mariners, Dodgers, third, second, outfield.
Would not hit you a home run, but would steal you a bag.
You get some years?
Yes, you can. Broke into the majors 2002, the year I graduated high school. And last season in the bigs was 2014. So in all 2000s.
Joan Figgins.
Nice. He got it!
Oh, Lanny!
How about that? One-time All-Star. And a member of the 02 World Series winning team.
MVP votes in four different years.
He finished 10th in the MVP in 2009.
The guy was like a cheat code in fantasy. Because you could line it, as you just heard, you could play him at second
him
or third, outfield, wherever he's playing. He's swiping you 40, 50 bags. You got the swipes in front of you?
Yeah, 05, his career high. Yeah. 62 steals.
How about that?
And that was before they brought in the big bags. Right. Think about how many steals he'd have now with the big bags.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could throw to first base as much as you wanted.
Dude, he had
can't do that anymore.
He had 341 career steals.
That's nice.
That's a lot of bags swiping. Lock him up.
Now,
theft.
Now, look, there's a delay when you're listening on the Odyssey app or over the
Figgins.
Air. But Figgins was a popular answer. Billy beat them. I don't know if I saw it in the Twitch. I see it now in the Twitch chat. I don't know if we got beat there or not. But good answer by Lanny. I wasn't going to get that one. Great work. Yep. I definitely don't remember him with the Dodgers. I vaguely remember him in Seattle.
You want to know what his first name was?
Chone.
Yeah, it's Chone.
Desmond.
Desmond Sean.
Desmond Deshaun, but it's spelled D-E capital C-H-O-N-E, and then he just went by C-H-O-N-E, which is Not how most people would spell Sean, but here we are.
Not what I would do.
Sean, there's like 10 different ways to spell Sean, though. And I think they were all in the majors at one point.
S-E-A-N.
Sean Casey, Sean Green, Sean Dunstan, and Sean Figgins all spelled it differently.
I thought it was Shawan for a long time for Sean Dunstan.
Shawan?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
How does he spell that?
Wildly.
Yeah, there's like an extra letter in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
S-H-A-W-N? What?
S-H-A-W-O-N.
O-N.
Yeah.
And that's Sean.
Just Sean.
C-H-O-N-E. Sean.
Right.
Wild.
No.
Look, not.
Would you name your kid Sean Jones, but the Seans are spelled different? S-E-A-N-S-H-A-W-N.
Yeah, he's kind of, we like the name so much.
Sean. Name him twice.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's our random baseball player of the day. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Trade deadline comes your way at 3 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons will have you covered. A reminder, go to @JonesandKeefe on Twitter. The timeline there, we have the full bracket and all 8-9 matchups, including the Capitals and the Jets in our hockey region. It's a tight one, so you're going to want to vote there. Yes, Keith?
First guest on the text line today was Phil Nevin, who...
You know what?
He's a member of the Two Timers Club this week.
Look,
shout out Phil Nevin.
If you want to just get in front of it,
yeah.
Phil Nevin, Raul Ibanez, apparently JT Snow.
Snowman.
Throw those ones out there.
Start.
And, you know, you got to, mathematically, you have a high chance of hitting on those. We will check in with WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up. And we have our clip du jour. Don't miss it. It's next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI, Jones, ready for that?
Sounds nice. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. We've had a lot of beefs. We've discussed a lot of beefs. We tiered by beefs at one point. We also found out that Rob Bradford versus all baseball mascots is a thing.
Yeah, Brad's foes.
Brad's foes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's two new NBA beefs that are hot right now, including LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith.
I'm a little impressed that Stephen A. didn't really poop his pants right there and like back down.
You can't poop your pants.
Yeah, but I know you shouldn't, but I would have in that scenario.
Well, sure. But yeah. LeBron James, you got to remember, he's not going to punch out Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
And you know there's cameras everywhere.
I mean, to say they're nose-to-nose is far too strong, but like Stephen A. is he's right there.
Stephen A. is not 6'8", so he's certainly not nose-to-nose, but he stands up. They have a little bit of a talk, but LeBron's like, don't talk about my kid. Your kid's on the Lakers. Your kid's a pro athlete.
You brought your kid into this.
Right.
You brought your kid here to the Lakers with you. What do you mean don't bring your kid into it? You brought your kid into it.
Exactly. He 100% did, and I think for some reason he thought this was going to be great, and everybody else is kind of like laughing at it, and he is upset about it.
No, Dark and Stormy Nights is right. I would have been shook if that happened to me. I absolutely shook it.
But you got to be shook on the inside. You got to stay strong on the outside.
It would have been both.
It's like when John Farrell's threatening to fight you with his eyes.
I'm shook it.
You're like, yeah, I know you could pummel me, but also I don't think that's going to happen. Man, how many clicks would that get?
We're in public. I'm playing the odds here that you're not going to pummel me
LeBron punched out Stephen A. Smith on the camera, like forget about the $100 million he got from ESPN. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I guess.
I take Stephen A.
You take Stephen A. in that
one. Yeah, I would.
LeBron's never been in a fight in his life. You never have.
LeBron just flops.
40-year-old glamour muscles.
Right.
LeBron flops.
He's looking for a call.
Yeah,
you're like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey,
ref!
Ref!
There you go. That's just one of two NBA fights that are going to take place now.
Yeah, I'm with Perk on the other one.
Over Barkley?
Yeah, I mean,
on the take, not like who's going to win the fight. I just
No, I'm sorry, on the take. Yeah, not on the fight.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I guess on the fight.
But because Perk,
on the fight, they just both gas out.
It would be all due respect and rest in peace, but it'd be like Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000. I watched that fight. You're like, oh my God.
I loosely get that reference. And yeah.
Dude, these were two great. You remember Kimbo Slice?
Yes.
So there was like these two great backyard fighters. Like they would beat they would kill guys, right? Bare knuckle fights. They both got into MMA, and then they were both legends in Florida. And then I think it was Bellator finally put on a fight between the two. I was pretty jazzed about it. 30 seconds in, they're both like grabbing their own chest, like breathing heavy. You're like, oh my God. And then like a couple days later, I think Kimbo passed away. A
couple days later?
I don't think it was much longer after that fight.
Well, and now this is taking a real dark turn.
It was the worst. Billy, did you watch that fight?
Chuck and Perk.
I don't remember it, no.
It was unbelievable. But yeah, we lost.
The only Kimbo fight I really remember was when he beat Ken Shamrock.
Yep.
Ken Shamrock tried to get him like a chokehold, and as soon as like Kimbo broke out of it, I'm like, and here's where Shamrock dies.
Oh, Ken Shamrock was just on Evenings with Arkan, wasn't he?
Ken Shamrock was,
yeah. How about that?
So No. It was a few months later. So he fought Dada in February, died in June.
Oof. Coincidence?
But anyway, Barkley's making fun of ESPN. All right, fine. So then Perk's response is like,
fight me.
I'll fight you. I was like, oh, okay.
I still know. Barkley's just being such a baby about going to ESPN, too. Yeah, like, you don't have to take their money. Like, don't take, go ahead. Don't take that. You don't want to go there. Don't take their money.
No,
you don't have to do that.
True.
So I mentioned WEEI Evenings with Arkham. We also have WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy. And Ted, you guys got the trade deadline today. Hopefully you get more Bruins news than we got today.
Yeah, I would love for a Brad Marchand trade to come down, like 2:45, so we can bang that out. But we'll see. It's getting a little quiet. I heard you, Rich, say maybe too quiet.
We'll see
where that goes. It's this weird no chance to Arkan saying it's 50-50 to guys being surprised they woke up and he's still a Bruin. It didn't happen yet. Obviously, if he does get traded, I think we'll probably reach out to our guy Razor, see if he wants to come on and break it down for us.
Get
and
him
explain
on.
Himself.
Well, I was going to say, he might hide if that happens. But
if Brad stays, he'll join you for the full 4 hours. But he's gone.
You're not trading Brad Marsh, man.
You'll never hear from him again.
We'll see. We probably will talk to Mike Giardi. He knows he's kind of in limbo. If some Marchand trade breaks, we might have to bail on that. But at 4:30... we will talk to Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione.
Nice.
Wow. Talk a little Sox baseball. Talk about what spring is like now that he's not preparing for a full season calling games. Is there any regret there? Because, you know, Mike Gorman did the whole win in the final season thing. Now everybody's talking the Red Sox up. Is Joe like...
I think we're going to hear maybe more Joe than...
Should I do the whole season?
Yeah,
I would if I were him.
Because they said even at the end of last year that he might do a few games.
And he's doing some, actually, spring training games this
weekend.
Yeah,
we'll get some.
But I have the feeling if he's like, hey, this team's really good. Can I come do more games? They'd be like, yes.
Of course.
Please do.
Yeah, I think
Will,
so.
No offense, slide over.
Yep. Yeah, both of them. Plenty of innings for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you got Castig, maybe Giardi, maybe Razor. Busy day on WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. They come your way next. That's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. It's here, the prime rib dinner, back at the Nines. 16 ounces, slow roasted, USDA choice prime rib served with your choice of two sides. It's available every Friday, today, after 4 p.m., and all day Saturday and Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. And when we come back on Monday at 10, Keefe, legal tampering in the NFL will be in full swing. We'll talk to you then on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.